Danny Kaley, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Bagdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have new music and vintage tracks from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, the UK, and the US. Thanks for being here.
Cade Mayla Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 351st edition of the Kitchen Party Kaley. I'm your host, Dave Bagdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. First off, thanks to everyone who participated in our all-request 350th episode last week. That was a lot of fun, and we can now move on to the next 350 shows. We've a lot to do tonight, so let's get right on to it. We'll start off with some big news, which is that next week, John Doyle will release his fourth solo CD and his first in 9 years. The disc is called Path of Stones, and it'll be released next Friday on Compass Records. Although it's his first solo disc in a long time, John's been plenty busy, working with The Alt, Usher's Island, and as a trio with Michael McGoldrick and John McCusker, as well as a producer and accompanist. John wrote all the songs and tune sets on the CD, and he plays mandola, mandolin, bouzouki, keys, bodhrán, and even fiddle, in addition to a pile of guitars. He's also got some terrific guests, including some of his many bandmates. Let's begin with a set of tunes, The Kulaini Reel, The Winding Stair, and Rossa's Rambles, on which John is joined by Michael McGoldrick on flute and Kathy Jordan on bodhrán. We'll follow the tune set with the opening song. So here we go with a pair from John Doyle on the Kitchen Party Kaley.
Thank you. first of my journey that ever was known. I straight took my way to the county Tyrone, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there. And they called me the Stranger and the Rambler from Clare. 'Twas then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, but so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a Rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the Rambler from Clare. Well, like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repaired, that black hole struck the Rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. The pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a Rambler from Clare. And mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling, the Rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, and they broke the jail door and took the Rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a Rambler from Clare. The United Man, I cannot stay home in my own native land. So off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be, likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready, and the wind blows fair. He is gone, God be with him, the Rambler from Clare.
Brand new music there from John Doyle, whose fourth solo record, The Path of Stones, will be released this coming week. This great disc is our new to you offering, naturally, and it leads off with the song we just heard, The Rambler from Clare, which features John along with Duncan Wickle on fiddle and Rick Epping on harmonica. This song, like everything else on the CD, was written by John, including the preceding tune set, a medley of The Cool Ain't He Real, The Winding Stair, and Ross's Rambles, also featuring Michael McGoldrick on flute. Any new music from John is cause for celebration, but especially when it's been 9 years since his last solo release. We're efforting an interview with John, so stay tuned, and in the meantime, you can pick up this great disc on CD or download from the good folks at Compass Records. For now, we'll crack straight on with Taeda, the brilliant quintet from the west of Ireland, featuring Oisin MacDiarmada on fiddle, Paul Finn on accordion, Damian Stenson on flute, Sean McElwain on guitar, and Tristan Rosenstock on broadon. I just played them a few weeks ago and wouldn't normally again so soon, but I just picked up their 2010 CD, Music and Memory, and it's pretty great, as you might expect. We'll hear a wild set, beginning with a march, Pochins, into a polka, Devlin's, into a fling, Basket of Oysters, into a reel, Crotty's Glory. Probably the only time that combination's ever been so arrayed. We'll follow that with more new music, this time from the Gig Spanner Big Band, right after Taeda, on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you. on the bowling, Kitty is me darling.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling hall.
Haul on the bowling, Kitty comes from Liverpool.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling so early in the morning.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling hall.
Haul on the bowling, the old man he's a growling.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling before we start a rolling.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling hall.
On the bowling, but we don't know where we're going.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, and we don't know where we're sailing from.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, the sooner we get going.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, the sooner we come home again.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, it's a weary way to Liverpool.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, Kitty is my darling.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling
hall. Haul on the bowling, Kitty comes from Liverpool.
Haul on the bowling, the bowling hall. Haul on the bowling.
New music there from the Gig Spanner Big Band, the English group that's just released its first studio CD. The band is based around fiddler Peter Knight, best known for his 40 years on the British folk scene, most notably with Steel I Span. He formed the Gig Spanner Trio in 2009 with guitarist Roger Flack and percussionist Sasha Trochet, and they've now doubled in size. From that debut disc, we heard an old Ewan McCall number, Hall on the Bowlin. Thanks to Jane Brace for sending this one to us. We preceded the Gig Spanners with Teda, the great West Ireland quintet that's been together now for nearly 20 years. From their 2010 disc, Music in Memory, we had an unusual set beginning with a march, Pochins, into a polka, Devlin's, into a fling, Basket of Oysters, into a reel, Crotty's Glory. We'll have a couple different takes on the fiddle, beginning with Dylan Foley, the great young fiddler who's played with the Yanks and the Drunken Gaugers, in addition to his own recordings and workshops. In 2018, he put out a fine disc, Deliriously Happy, on which he played his grandmother's old fiddle, tuned down to B, on some of her favorite tunes. The title comes from Grandma's favorite expression, which was, I'm very rich and deliriously happy. Let's have a medley of Dedannen's, O'Malley's March, and Conway's Reel, on which Dylan is backed by Matt Mulqueen on piano. We'll then have a rip-roaring set from the Cotters, featuring Rose McKenzie, right after Dylan Foley on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
Newfoundland, and you're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
The Cotters There, two sets of siblings from Cape Breton, recorded at the very beginning of their run when the members ranged from ages 12 to 17. From their 2004 disc, On Fire, we heard Molly Rankin's Reel, St. Anne's Reel, and Dinky Dorian's, featuring 12-year-old Rose McKenzie on fiddle, 16-year-old Kieran McGillivray on piano, and 17-year-old Jimmy McKenzie on boron. Before the Cotters, we had Dylan Foley on a medley of Dedannen's, O'Malley's March, and Conway's Reel from his 2018 CD, Deliriously Happy. Let's move on now to New Road, the quartet of Leonard Berry from County Kerry on pipes and whistle, Andy Morrow from County Leitrim on fiddle, Shamie O'Dowd from County Sligo on guitar, and Rick Epping from County California on harmonica. They put out their only album to date, Stone Walls and Streetlights, 4 years ago, and we'll hear a set of slides, I'd Rather Be Married Than Left Alone, Willie Reedy's favorite, and Porrick O'Keefe's slide. From there, we'll have a duet from Teresa Horgan and Matt Griffin, right after New Road, on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Sandy Gray, are you going up? your party. Time's changed you, nothing's pained you, or the things you think of as you're starting. Oh, Sandy Gray, it's only this I pray, that you might stay here one more day in laughter. Won't you hang around and hold me, repeat all the lies you told me, do your rambling after. Oh, Sandy Gray, whatever made you want to stay? Now it makes you want to be a leaving. It's the same thing they found when they laid your father down. Or are your reasons even worth retrieving? On the road you'll be going, think of all the time and the days you've had in mind. Of the future there's no way of knowing. Oh, Sandy Gray, I thought I heard you say you ain't heard one word that I've been speaking. There's no use in trying, you escape never see the road you're seeking. Oh, Sandy Gray, are you going away? Leave me a message before parting. Time has changed you, and the things that pained you are the things you think of as your.
Teresa Horkin, formerly of Full Set and now with The Outside Track, and the great Dingle guitarist Matt Griffin on a beautiful song called Sandy Gray. This is from their 2015 CD, Brightest Sky Blue, recorded in 2015 when both Teresa and Matt were living in Dingle and playing together regularly. Before that, we heard from New Road, A Set of Slides, I'd Rather Be Married Than Left Alone, Willie Reedy's favorite, and Porrick O'Keefe's slide, from their 2016 debut, Stone Walls and Streetlights. We'll keep it going with Ross Ainslie, the piper and composer from Glasgow, who put out a fine disc, Sanctuary, 2 years ago when I was lucky enough to see him at Celtic Colors. Let's check out a tune called Happy Place, featuring Ross on whistle and Damien O'Kane on banjo. We'll then stay in the British Isles for a moving song from the Oyster Band, right after Ross Ainslie on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
singing a very, very quiet one. This is from a woman called Kay Sutcliffe, who lives in a village called Aylsham in Kent, and she wrote this when two pits in the Kent coalfield closed and just shut the other one. So this is for her and them down there. It's called Coal Not Dull. I stand so proud, the wheel so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound. Now there are no men on the ground. What will become of this petty yard where men once trampled faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. Will it become a sacred ground foreign tourists gazing round, asking if men once worked here way beneath the pitted gear? Empty trucks once filled with coal, lined up like men on the dole. Will they ever be used again, or left for scrap just like the men? There'll always be a happy hour for those with the money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt. There'll always be a happy hour for those with the money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt.
One of my longtime favorites there, the Oyster Band, the UK folk and protest group that's been playing together since the mid-70s. That was lead singer John Jones on a solo turn, a song called Coal Not Dole from their 1990 CD Little Rock to Leipzig. Before the Oysters, we had Scottish piper Ross Ainslie on one of his own tunes, Happy Place, from his 2018 disc Sanctuary. We've time for one more track before the finale, and we'll hear Johnny Hardy, originally from Aberdeenshire and best known for the 30 years he spent with Old Blind Dogs, of whom he's the sole remaining original member. In 1999, he made the second of two CDs with Gavin Marwick, the fiddler from Edinburgh. The disc is called The Blue Lamp, and we'll check out the opener, a medley of The Quiet Man, The Solstice, and The Blacksmith, on which Johnny and Gavin are joined by Eamon Coyne on banjo and Aaron Jones on bouzouki. So here's Johnny Hardy and Gavin Marwick on The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. That was Johnny Hardy and Gavin Marwick, two fine Scottish fiddlers on The Quiet Man, The Solstice, and The Blacksmith. This is the lead track from their 1999 CD, The Blue Lamp, the second of two they made together. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, @gmail.com, by Twitter @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear Florence Fahey and the Jacqueline Waltz. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Baghdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. This program was made possible by donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Baghdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Indianapolis. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.